Over 2,500 people have died and nearly 105,000 have been sickened in the cholera epidemic gripping Haiti. The outbreak that began in mid-October came just 9 months after a devastating earthquake killed over 200,000 people and affected millions more. Today, 1 million people are still displaced and will pass Christmas in the tent camps they have called home for nearly a year. Jean-Daniel Lefontant is the communications officer for Catholic Relief Services in Haiti.
Christmas is celebrated by all, regardless of their religion. It's one of the major holidays in Haiti. In the cities, primarily, people celebrate it as a family holiday. In the countryside, it's mostly a church celebration. Most people attend what they call the midnight mass, which is almost an obligation for all, and participate generally on the 25th the dinner that's being held generally at the church. But Christmas is a more holistic holiday. It's not only celebrated on the 24th and the 25th. It's also, we have to take it into an entire context. You know, the independence of Haiti is on January 1st. So it's also celebrated in most places because we have parades. On the 2nd, traditionally, they do what they call the pumpkin soup, which is kind of a traditional meal celebrated on the first day of the year. And the Epiphany is a very big celebration where family, it's very similar to the celebration like Thanksgiving, where all family members, wherever they are, they go back to their roots and attend a big dinner.
Well, of course, this year Christmas will be different for those who are still displaced by the earthquake that hit almost a year ago now. How is the current humanitarian situation there in Haiti?
Haitians have always adapted to the most difficult situation. Even though there's been a great decrease in the number of refugees living in the camps, there are still close to 1 million living in camps. And the camps are becoming small communities, if you want, because people have been there for nearly a year now. And Christmas will be celebrated also in the camps. But of course, the means being very minimal, it may not be a big festivity, but people will still chant. I'm sure there will be mass, midnight mass, in some of the camps. Christmas will be celebrated. There will be certainly prayers. So I'm sure that people will find a way to celebrate Christmas because it's a very important holiday for Haitians.
And can you tell me a bit about the progress being made helping those displaced?
There has been tremendous progress in the camps. The last statistics are saying that in July, there was 1.5 million individuals dispersed in over 1,500 camps. Today, the number is around 1 million, and the number of camps have decreased also. Okay, so there is approximately 32% of the camp population have moved back to their original neighborhood. Okay, so this is a big decrease. And CRS, early on, realizing that it would have been extremely difficult to build villages of transitional shelter, had put together a program to help people go back to their original neighborhoods. So what we did, we started by building transitional shelters of the size of about 14 feet by 16 feet, small houses, in the places where the original home was destroyed. And we've been very successful in that program. We've added also a rubble crushing machine to help the community get rid of the rubbles. These rubbles are now turned into raw material for construction, and CIS purchased it back from the community to build their sea shelters. And we're hoping that in the near future, they'll be able to use that same material and sell the construction material to other people and other parties.
Haiti has also been recently hit by a cholera outbreak. Has CRS been involved in helping those people as well?
We've been involved in helping cope with the cholera outbreak. Fortunately, before that, we had built a very large amount of latrines in the camps. As you know, Haiti, 25% of the Haitian population do not have access to latrines. So latrines tend to be a luxury. So we did build about a bit less than 500 latrines in 12 camps. And these latrines are used by about 60,000 people and managed by some camp leaders that do the cleaning in these latrines. So even before the cholera outbreak, or venture into the camps and our partnership with camp leaders and our construction of hygiene facilities were already a type of prevention. We had, for instance, organized in many camps for the washing hand day. I think it was in the month of July, if I'm not mistaken. Campaigns, sensibilization campaign to teach people how to wash their hand and how to be hygiene sensitive. That helped, because the cholera outbreak has not spread tremendously in the camps where we are active. One. As the cholera started in Haiti, we partnered with Caritas Haiti to have facilities and to open cholera treatment centers in different regions of the country. Caritas being, if you want, the one of the most organized and structured organization in Haiti, and because they are all over the place, it was really easy for us, very easy for CRS to partner with them to reach out to the most remote areas. So we are involved indirectly, but we are supporting them financially. We are supporting them in terms of equipment. We have, CRS also have staff, medical staff that are involved in different departments, geographical department of Haiti.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else that you'd like to add?
We are hoping that the new year will bring hope. We are counting on the Catholic community as a whole, on their prayers, on their help, on their solidarity. And the help has been tremendous. I know that right now we have about 13 Caritas working in Haiti. The Catholic Church has been extremely involved in the recovery, because we are now in the recovery process. And hopefully they will be also very active in the reconstruction of Haiti.